in Arizona.
Rangers, no ties or fetters have I. No walls of a house are my vision, for I live out under the sky. The wide open space is my doorway, the stars are my lamps overhead. And when I grow tired and weary, I use saddle and grass for my bed.
Oh, get, oh, get along, old horse, your hoofs beat out a song. We'll ride the ranger's pride all morning, noon, and night. With the yip and the eye, the road will fly. We'll laugh at danger steady, for your duty must perform. We'll guard, we'll fight, to keep the ranger's pride, for we are the king.
Did you see the little gal that I was a-waltzing around last night over at the dance?
You mean the widow with the big feet and the gold teeth?
Boy, wasn't she a stunner?
Yeah, she sure seemed to stun you, all right. What's her name?
Lulu.
Well, all I can say is if you want your gal in the East to stay true, you better not bring Lulu to any more dances.
Oh, heck, I was going to invite her to the hoedown over here.
Oh,
music without your boss being present.
Well, we were just sort of getting ready for the shindig tomorrow, boss.
Oh, I see. Giving Curly a chance to practice so he might stand some chance to get in some competition.
That's right, boss. That's
You're
right.
You're both off your base. The music started, which is always a signal to me to dig in. Well, I was just yearning for you to come along, boss, so you could see what real competition means.
Oh, sure. Tain't even worth considering. Besides, I'd much rather have you sing.
Well, you come to the right place to get that, too. Listen.
Good enough.
Yearning just for you, that's all I do, my dear. Learning why I'm blue, I wish that you were near. Smiles have turned to
you, that's all I do, my dear. Learning why I'm blue, I wish that you were here.
Smiles have turned to tears, days have turned to years. Yearning just for you, I hope you're yearning.
I must admit that that's pretty fair music for fellas that's had as little chance as you have. But have you ever heard me sing?
Well, no. Can you sing, boss?
Sing? Say, every time the boss opens his mouth, the coyotes think it's an earthquake and run for the open prairie.
Oh, that's just my power, Curly. Everything quakes and quivers when I open my mouth.
Oh, gosh, no wonder, boss. It's so big they're afraid of falling in. But go on and sing, and I'll hang on to Curly to play safe.
Huh? Ah, you're just jealous. Come on, Shorty, and make them shiver and shake.
Dance for me, sweetheart. Give me one chance before we part. I've been waiting the whole night through for my chance to dance with you. Just a moment to hold you tight. Just a moment, and then good night. You can keep on dancing with others, romancing, but save the last dance for me.
Jackrabbits, let's see how good you are on jumping the hurdles.
I may not be so good on the hurdles, but I sure can't be beat on forwards and back and all hands round.
Oh, come on, fellas. We'll play us a tune, and I'll show these windbags how it should be done.
Yeah, come on.
Shape you're in, that was a pretty fair job you did.
Why, you lop-eared donkey, I'll have you know I'm not half as old as I look.
And as for me, a young lollipop, you better be a-looking for a fast horse that can get you out of my reach in short order.
As I can tell that this is no healthy climate for me. Oh, James, don't spare the horses.
One night at a swell affair, she was dressed in her best Sunday bustle and wore red in her hair. Her lover was not tall or handsome, but he was a terrible flirt. He spent the entire evening making up to every skirt. Angrily she reproached him. He heeded not at all. So she, in her best Sunday bustle, went flouncing out of the hall. She swept down the steps all majestic to her footman standing below. And in accents loud and clear, she told him where to go.
Oh, home, Jane, and don't spare the horses. Drive right through the main part of town. Oh, home, James, and don't spare the horses. He'll stand up cause he can't sit down.
Boss, I can think of the meanest punishment in the world to that piece of sassafras.
Well, he sure's got it coming, Curly. What do you suggest?
Hog tie him hand and foot and make him listen to one of your poems.
Ah, Venus, how I've heard some disparaging and derogatory remarks about my writings, that wouldn't be a bad idea. Grab him, Curly.
Yes, come on.
Hey, now you listen to this, young fella, and you better like it. Look out over the western horizon to the setting sun. A huge ball of red and orange fire that has spent its warmth upon a grateful world and is now slowly sinking behind those snow-capped mountains, slanting its varied rays across the skies like lifted arms in a farewell gesture to the earth and beckoning to the stars in the heavens and the moon in the east to make haste with its restful calm light and cover the retreat to the golden setting sun as silent messengers to usher in the beauty of the coming night.
Yes.
I reckon you can loose him now, fellas.
Oh, gee, thanks, boss. That was swell.
You mean the poem, Jack?
No, the rope.
Oh.
Well, can you tie that?
Yes, but it won't do no good. The best thing to do with him, I reckon, is drown him.
Say, you know, there was one nice thing about me being tied up on the ground that way. I got a dandy bird's eye view of all your faces, and now I know why my appetite's been so poorly.
Well, fellas, suppose you give Jack a bird's eye view of my old Kentucky home and see if he likes that any better.
What I'd do for a bird's eye view of a place I knew where the sunflowers grew, just a bird's eye view of my old Kentucky home. What I'd do for a postal card or a picture card of the old backyard and the golden rod in my old Kentucky home.
Somewhere a voice is calling, and there's where I'm gonna roam.
The birds are glad cause they have some view, but it'll be sad until I get one too, just a bird's eye view of my old Kentucky home.
Somewhere a voice is calling, and there's where I'm gonna roam.
The birds are glad cause they have some view, but it'll be sad until I get one too, just a bird's eye view of my old Kentucky home.
Stay with us longer, folks. But thanks for the visit, anyhow. So long.